There's a very important Tosfos right here on the side of this Gemara. We've spoken about it many times, but we can't learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Zayin without acknowledging this Tosfos. And that is, Tosfos discusses that the Gemara mentioned our minig of saying Zeh Hayom Tchilas Maaseh Hazikaron LeYom Rishon. Is it going Dafke according to Rabbi Eliezer that holds B'Tishrei Nivra Olam or Lav Dafke? And this Gemara really opens up the possibility that maybe we actually paskin like Rabbi Eliezer that B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. Meaning, there was a machloikis on Daf Yud Aleph. And the Gemara went through all these different great moments in history. When exactly did they happen? And Rabbi Eliezer seemed to be partial towards Chodesh Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua was partial towards Chodesh Nisan. But as it relates to when the world was created, Rabbi Eliezer said B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, and Rabbi Yeshua said B'Nisan Nivra Olam. And you would think, for sure, the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because we always passing like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, Mitamida Beishamai. We never passing like Rabbi Eliezer. Yet, our Gemara entertained the tzad that maybe the minig of Klal Yisrael to say this pasuk on Rosh Hashanah is Rabbi Eliezer. And the truth is, Tosfos says, after a little bit of a discussion, Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, five lines from the end of Tosfos, Dibra Maskel, Kamam Matzlinon, the Elu ve'elu Divrali Kinchai, that as it relates to this machloik is Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, or B'Nisa Nivra Olam, really it's Elu ve'elu Divrali Kinchai, the Ikon Lemeimer, the B'Tishrei Olam B'Machshava Livrois, and really says Rabbeinu Tam, that it was Olam B'Machshava Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei, from Lo Nivra Ad Nisan, but it wasn't really created until Chodesh Nisan. So says Rabbeinu Tam, that as it relates to the machloik is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, it was Elu ve'elu Divrali, they're both true. It was Olam B'Machshava to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei like Rabbi Eliezer, but the world wasn't physically created until Chodesh Nisan like Rabbi Yeshua. And the truth is, when you learn Tosfos, at first glance, Rabbeinu Tam is Sarech Bir. Why? Because it's not Elu ve'elu Divrali Kim Chai. What does Elu ve'elu Divrali Kim Chai mean? They're both true. What Rabbi Eliezer said is true, and Rabbi Yeshua said is true. Rabbi Eliezer said B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. It's true, B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. Rabbi Yeshua said B'Nisan Nivra Olam. Eichemes. B'Nisan Nivra Olam. It's not true. What's the Elu ve'elu said Rabbeinu Tam? It was Olam B'Machshava. Hashem had a hava minute to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei, but the mice of the world wasn't created until Chodesh Nisan. So when was the world created? In Nisan. Who said that? Rabbi Yeshua. So what's the Elu ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim? Elu ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim because there was a hava minute to go like Rabbi Eliezer? The maskan is Rabbi Yeshua. So where's the Elu ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim? But the Teretz is Pashad. The Teretz is Kimavur B'Svarim HaKdoshim. And again, like we've spoken about so many times, and that is, when we're Olam B'Machshava to do something, so that could be a fleeting Havamina. But the Olam B'Machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in reality. It's not what we think it is. We're using terminology just so we can have a remez and a mushal for what really happened. But the Olam B'Machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a reality. It created a Metzius. And if it was Olam B'Machshava to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei, that means there was a Bria Sa'olam in Chodesh Tishrei. And if when Chazal say that the world was physically created in Chodesh Nisan, that means there was a Bria Sa'olam in Chodesh Nisan as well. As if to say, there were two Briyos Ha'olams. There was the reality of B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, and there was the reality of B'Nisan Nivra Olam. Now this is a heavy concept, but if it was Olam B'Machshava to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei, it's not just a hava mina to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei. That means there was a Brias Ha'olam in Chodesh Tishrei. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam means when he says, Elu ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. There was a Brias Ha'olam in Chodesh Tishrei, the Olam B'Machshava, and there was a Brias Ha'olam in Chodesh Nisan, and that's the real Bria. But the Svarim HaKdoshim, the Shlach Kodesh, and the Vilna Goyim, and the Ramami Pano, they took this a step further. And they say, we know Chazal say, Bereshis Bara Elokim, Es HaShemayim Ves Oretz. Elokim is a lotion of Midas Adin. And Rashi brings a chumash that it was all of a machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world by Midas Adin. But he realized that the world wasn't going to have a kiyum, and as a result, he was shitef with the Midas Adin, a Midas HaRachamim. But the Svarim HaKdoshim say that on a deeper level, all of a machshava to create the world by Midas Adin means that there really was a Bria of Midas Adin. There was a Bria of Midas Adin. In other words, it was all of a machshava to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei, and that world was created on an Olam B'Machshava Diga level, and that world's Hanhaga is with the Hanhaga of Midas Adin. The world that was created, B'Loshin Chazal, was created B'Chodesh Nisan, and that world has in it a Shittuf of Midas HaRachamim. But there's multiple realities. There's the world of Chodesh Tishrei that works with Midas HaDin, and then there's the world of Chodesh Nisan, which is a world of Midas HaRachamim. The Sfar Makdoshim said that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and Menachos Chavtes Amadez, and he sees Rabbi Akiva, and then he tells the Eibishter, I see the Gevaldig Rabbi Akiva, I want to see the Schad Rabbi Akiva is going to get. And Me'ezetam, Sisrei Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't show the Lichtig Gan Eden of Rabbi Akiva, but he showed the way Rabbi Akiva was being tortured to death by the Romans. And Moshe Rabbeinu uttered the immortal words. He said, Zu Torah v'zu Schara, and Eibishter told Rabbi Akiva, Shtoik, Kach Olo Lefane B'machshava. So the Svar Makdoshim say, what did Eibishter mean when he said, Kach Olo Lefane B'machshava? He was referring to this idea, that it was Olo B'machshava to create the world by Midas HaDin. And being that it was Olo B'machshava to create the world by Midas HaDin, that means there's a hanhaga, there's a bria of Midas HaDin. And that bria of Midas HaDin is miyuchet to the tzaddikim that can handle Midas HaDin. The tzaddikim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be melabing from them every little shemetz of any tumah of chaveira of anything. So like this, when they come up to Shamayim, all they're going to have is the gresta hatova in the world. And that's the oimik of tzaddikim and daktikim aleim kachot hasayra. It's a different hanhaga. It's the world of Olah B'machshava, which is a world of Midas HaDin. And that was the point, that it was there's two brias ke'ilu. There's the reality of Olah B'machshava, and that was B'tishrei Nivra Olam. And then there's the reality of Lamaisa, and that's the world of Rabbi Yeshua, and that's B'nisa Nivra Olam. But the Svar Makdoshim add one piece, and that is that when's Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah's Aleph Tishrei. And the reason is because according to Rabbi Eliezer, that B'tishrei Nivra Olam, the Rishonim say that it wasn't really B'tishrei Nivra Olam. It was B'chof Hei Elul Nivra Olam. The Ran speaks it out on Daf Tezayin when the Gemara talks about Barba Prakim Nidain HaOlam. It was B'chof Hei Elul. Now, if the world was created in B'chof Hei Elul, when was Adam HaRishon born? 6 days later, it was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. We know the day that Adam HaRishon was born, he ate from the Eitz Hadas, and on that day, he was judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the day of Din. But not coincidentally, it was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. That's the B'tishrei Nivra Olam, which was the Olah B'machshava, like Rabbeinu Tam said, which was the Olah B'machshava of Midas HaDin. And that's why even though we don't live in the world of Midas HaDin, that's a world that Rabbi Akiva, the Chaverov, lived in. But at the same time, in our world, there still is a Yom HaDin. And that Yom HaDin is when? It's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And the remez to that is, it's because it was Olah B'machshava to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei. Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, in Zois LiYakiv, it's the first piece in Zois LiYakiv, in Parashas Bereishis, he has a whole arichas where he talks about this idea, Ayin Sham, beautiful, beautiful hisophis to what it is that we just spoke out right now. But one of the things he says is that we say Hayoim Haras Olam, Hayoim Yamid Bamishpat Kol Yitzurei Olamim. Hayoim Rosh Hashanah is Haras Olam. It's not the day the world was created. It's the day the world was conceived. It's the day that it was Olah B'machshava. Haras is Loshen Heroyoin. Hayoim Haras Olam. Today's the day that was Olah B'machshava. B'tishrei Nivra Olam, says Rabbeinu Tam, Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin Amad Aleph Elu Velu Divrei Lekim Chaim. That's when it was Olah B'machshava, and it was Olah B'machshava with Midas HaDin, and that's why Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is a day of Din. That's the day that Adam HaRishon was judged. Is therefore Hayoyim Yamid B'Mishpat Kol Yitzurei Olam. Hayoyim Haras Olam. Hayoyim Yamid B'Mishpat Kol Yitzurei Olam.